Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very current subject, a subject that I believe needs to be viewed from a biblical perspective. We're going to be talking about the Trump lynching today, the President Trump lynching. Perhaps you've heard that on the national news, a little different vein, a little different bent to it. We're going to be talking about that today. But before we do, let me remind you, we face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am truth." And then Jesus further says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So one of the things that we want to emphasize on this broadcast every day, if you're tuned in on a daily basis, you realize that, is we want to speak to issues, face the issues, and speak to them based on truth, not some dogma out of a denomination with its rites, rituals, rules, and regulations, not based on some ideological bent of a political professional, but based on the authority of Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. It's looking at the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God as being the true light to our pathway and a lamp unto our feet. And that's the way we should view it. In fact, in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." And that's what we attempt to do on this broadcast. So as we share the information day by day, let me remind you that you have the opportunity to join in the dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number. That call gets your phone call right into the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. As you know, and if you listen to any of the news, you know there are a variety of expressions in relationship to the lynching, as President Trump called it. He said he was faced with the Democratic lynching and that impeachment process that's going on, that's fake, phony, false, and conjured up to remove a president that they know they can't defeat in the upcoming election. But I want us to be reminded that if we face the issues, we do so based on the Word of God. It was George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to inform you today that this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape business or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for homeowners, brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of all the lawn care equipment, including hurricane preparedness equipment, hurricane cleanup equipment, with a full line of Honda generators, with a staff of knowledgeable people that can answer all your questions about the equipment that is sold. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic 160-foot flag pole with the gigantic, huge Old Glory American flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flag, you will find, base of that flagpole, that is, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on the subject today of the Trump's lynching, we need to ask the question about that. And is this a true statement, or is it validatable with all that he's faced with? Ladies and gentlemen, the circus just won't seem to stop in Washington. President Trump was demeaned. He's been demeaned, accused, undermined, and criticized from every act everything that he's done, every deed, everything that he's done or attempted to do from the day he was inaugurated until this very day. The fake news media in Washington and the Washington elite all now in an uproar, it seems, just because President Trump said that the Democratic impeachment process inquiry is a lynching. Let's just think for a moment of two or three things as we further consider this and get into the dialogue and discussion today. When the president attempted to stop illegals from freely crossing our southern border, he was accused of being a racist. When he focused on preventing the flow of Islamic jihadists into America, he was called Islamophobic. When the president says anything about Crooked Hillary and what she is doing, he's called a misogynist. When Trump, President Trump, focuses on benefits for America and the Americans and all Americans, he's called an American, and he says he wants to make America first. He calls it America's first. He is accused of being a nationalist. When our president says he talks about things that he has accomplished as president, he is accused of being a dictator or a Hitler or a Russian asset. Our president has had to face more since becoming president than any other president in the history of the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, our Bible says that we need to pray for our president. Our Bible says we need to pray for those that are in leadership in our nation. And our Bible is very, very clear when it says in Psalms 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we're watching the crumbling, the undermining, the destruction, the annihilation of the Judeo-Christian foundation for the United States of America today. Yes, President Trump has been spied on, wiretapped, falsely accused, maligned, and demeaned on every hand. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party said they would impeach the president from the very first day that he was sworn in. In fact, the Mueller report, as you might know, was a top-notch backroom attempted coup from the FBI, the CIA, the DNI, and the DOJ, all working together in the shadow government to overthrow a legally constitutionally elected president. The fake media laughed at the president, accused him of lying. They accused him of a false narrative when he said he would his phones were tapped. They said he was incompetent when he spoke publicly about what the Marxist Democrats were attempting to do to him. Nancy Pelosi and AOC and her squad, along with Comey and Clapper and Brenner, and all claimed that Trump is a Russian asset. Yet we are now finding, ladies and gentlemen, the full facts, the undeniable truth, the full deflecting from what Clinton and Obama and the shadow government were in fact trying to do to undermine the president. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
At the beginning of the show, it was stated that the title and the topic would be the Trump list lynching. Is there a predisposed position that you've taken that there is actually a lynching taking place, or do you feel that the inquiry should proceed on to see if, in fact, there are grounds for which there should be an impeachment hearing?
Well, number one, they have not voted to start an impeachment hearing. They're having what they're called an impeachment inquiry. It goes against everything that would be called constitutional decorum for the House of Representatives to do so, going back to the past three times, only three times in the history where there's been an impeachment. And when you speak of the word lynching, lynching, according to the Webster's Dictionary, lynching is the mob killing of a person suspected of a crime, especially in the realm that there's not been any findings of guilt. And further, the dictionary says, to put one to death as by hanging, by mob action, without legal approval or permission. And so this is the reason I say, yes, it is a public attempt to a political lynching, as the president has said, is taking place.
Okay. Thank you for the clarity on your position.
Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the Trump lynching. Is that what's happening? Could it be called anything else? In fact, I'll cover it later in this broadcast. and those that are kicking and screaming and coming to the microphone and wanting their 15 minutes of fame, demeaning the president for making that statement, made the same statement themselves in 1998 when William Jefferson Clinton was being impeached. They called it a circus. They called it a political lynching. And that's exactly what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. The fake media laughed and criticized and accused the president of lying when he said something about his phones being tapped. And so, and they're going back to the old narrative that you tap phones and that's done electronically with no wires needed to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, the shadow government, I believe that's in full effect. It's now coming to out of the shadows and into the light for us to recognize it. I believe all of this that's taking place today to try to remove a elected president that was elected constitutionally and legally by the voice of the people in America. I believe that whole shadow government is being led by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Clapper, Comey, and all of the others involved in the upper echelon of the intelligence community in Washington, as it is called. But ladies and gentlemen, the shadow government were in fact doing this themselves. They have accused President Trump of a quid pro quo. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast also. What is a quid pro quo? How is it carried out? What does it mean? And they've accused President Trump of that when in fact, ladies and gentlemen, it was Joe Biden, his son Hunter Biden, that's literally up to their ears in graft and extortion and perhaps more in the amounts of millions of dollars from the Ukraine. And yet when our president asked the newly elected president of the Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, which goes back to 2016 accounts, not 2020, the President Trump is now supposedly to be impeached. To be impeached for asking to investigate crimes. If we're, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the United States of America is giving to the Ukraine somewhere between $400 million and $1 billion a year? And I think that there's a right, a responsibility of our president to ask for them to determine what took place in 2016. The president's responsibility is to protect America. And if there's been the bandering about of some kind of Russian involvement, and much of the so-called Russian involvement we're discovering now came directly out of Ukraine at the behest of Hillary Rodham Clinton, the DNC, and I believe directed from the top down from the Obama administration to undermine and destroy and try to prevent President Trump from ever becoming the candidate. And then after becoming the candidate and being the elected president, it was all no holds barred, all stops out. Do everything possible to destroy, defame, and in some way impede any potentiality of him being a successful president. And the more the president does for America, the more intense the drumbeat is to destroy him. Yes, it is a political lynching without any equivocation. And if anybody out there listening has any proof or evidence otherwise, I'd love to hear from you. If you believe that somehow, some way, this bent, this understanding, this conversation is going in the wrong direction. Tell me how. What evidence do you have otherwise? It is very, very clear. They wanted to try to say that President Trump was a Russian asset, went through about $40 million, 2.5 years with the Mueller report. Mueller's name was on it, but Mueller's a shell. He didn't even understand, recognize the questions asked coming out of his supposed his own report. They used the name and his reputation in the past in order to somehow glamorize, popularize, and cause to be accepted the Mueller report. And then when Mueller was asked publicly about his report, he didn't even know what he had in his so-called report. It made the Democratic Marxist Socialist Party a laughable stock for America. I believe that emboldened them to do more of trying to undermine and tear down and destroy President Trump's leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the serious factor here today. We're talking about what is taking place. And the scripture says very clearly, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. As Christians, we need to speak up and stand up and be heard and be seen. I don't know about you, but I'm a little weary with the drumbeat 24/7, the Clinton Network news, the fake news. and all of the other news media that's fake, phony, and false with their false narrative. Supposedly they had eyewitnesses, those that were whistleblowers that were coming forward. And now Adam Schiff doesn't even want to bring them forward because it was discovered after President Trump was willing to release the transcript of that telephone call with the president of Ukraine, showing that there was no quid pro quo. And yet somehow, some way, that narrative still continues. And they have truly decided behind the scenes that that is not worth pursuing. And so now they're trying to call in everybody they can. And with their secret behind the closed doors, Russian style investigation called the Star Chamber, with that Russian style investigation, while one side is being heard, then they cherry pick what they want to say, leak that to the media. And even the Republicans in some of the meetings are forbidden, foreclosed from telling what took place behind closed doors. If that's not a political lynching, nothing is. If they want to come out and do a full impeachment, they need to go ahead and vote in the House. Let the House vote to do so. Bring it on. But don't do it behind closed doors and try to besmirch the man's character and his ability to defend, protect the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, our president asked the newly elected president of the Ukraine to investigate the Bidens and what had taken place in 2016. May I remind us, I need to ask the question, should he be impeached for that crime? Should it be a crime? Is it called a crime that made the effect of some inquiries and some claiming that it was the Trump administration, that it was a Russian asset? Was it Trump? Was it Clinton, the DNC? Was it promulgated by the upper echelon, including Comey and Clapper and Brennan, directed by Barack Hussein Obama? Ladies and gentlemen, yet today, the one that President Trump calls Pencil Neck, that's Adam Schiff himself, along with Gerald Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings is no longer on this earth, but Nancy Pelosi says that he's dancing with the angels now. I leave that up to your imagination. And the rest of the Marxist Democrats are in full steam ahead, developing an illegal, unconstitutional impeachment process that literally crushes our Constitution and rule of law. Even if you were to receive a speeding ticket, parking ticket, any other local infraction of rules and regulations and ordinances and laws, we have the right to be confronted with our accuser. We have the right for redress. We have the right to be represented by an attorney. We have the right to be heard. And this is right is being foreclosed against President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist Democrats are themselves committing high crimes and misdemeanors. They are destroying the future office of the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the new charge against President Trump is, as I said, quid pro quo. That means you're asking for a favor or an advantage to be granted for you making a request and looking for something in return. I just read you a quote from the dictionary as to what the quid pro quo is, in case you're wondering. The intelligence agents are listening to President Trump's telephone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe I was just a neophyte, but I did not know until this came about that in the United States President's office, you have a team of five intelligent agents that have headphones on listening to his telephone calls. They are then transcribing. They are then putting into their words what they heard said. The five of them then compare notes and merge it with one blended transcript of what that call was about. One of the things that took place, whether you recognize it or not, ladies and gentlemen, when this came out and they were demanding to be shown the transcript, they fully knew, they fully expected President Trump to say no. This is the reason Adam Schiff, on the open floor in Congress, started reading what he says with the narrative from the conversation. It was a total 1,000% fabrication of what the true conversation was. He did not know that just a few hours later, that transcript would be made available. It made Adam Schiff the laughing stock of the globe, but yet he will not recognize and admit that he lied. He said it was just stating that in a paradoxical fashion. It was just a parody, he said. and therefore it was nothing to be considered serious. Ladies and gentlemen, had that been a Republican doing that, you'd think the earth had caved in. But it was Adam Schiff, the chairman of that committee. And ladies and gentlemen, the intelligence agents listening to the president's calls, if this is allowed to stand, there will not be another president to come into office in the United States of America that will have the freedom, the access to telephone communication with international leaders. Every international leader will be petrified to answer any questions, to say anything, or to reveal any information by way of telephone, knowing that it's being listened to, being transcribed, and put into printed form that could be forced to be submitted to the public news media and to go public with what that international or national individual has said. I find it antithetical to anything called the right of a president to lead from the presidential office as he sees fit for the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a major dark day in America. But one of the things that encourages me, one of the things that I rejoice in realizing, is that God is sovereign. I believe in God's sovereignty. God placed President Donald J. Trump in that office November of 2016 for the express purpose of draining the swamp, draining the sewer, and that's exactly what he's been doing. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say draining the swamp and draining the sewer, have you ever wondered why so many of the Republicans decided not to run in 2018? Have you ever wondered why so many Republicans are silent today? Have you wondered why so many of the Republicans on the supposed conservative ticket are sitting back in silence as the president's being eviscerated? It's because they are part of the swamp. They're part of the sewer. They're part of the quid pro quo that's been taking place behind the scenes with foreign leaders and foreign companies, just as we discovered with Mitt Romney, just as we've discovered was taking place with Biden and his son. And may I hasten to say, I believe it's taking place on a rampant, large-scale basis on an international level with those in elected positions on both sides of the aisle. This is the reason both sides of the aisle are petrified with President Donald J. Trump and his draining the swamp, letting the sewer run out. The intelligence agents listening to his phone calls. Then Adam Pencilneck Schiff reading into the congressional record, as I said, a known lie, a known fabrication, a full parody, as he called it, of that telephone conversation of the President Trump and President of Ukraine. And now the Democrat Marxist society, the Democratic Marxist socialist leadership, literally accusing the president of a crime, of so-called high crime and misdemeanor, a crime of releasing or filing and making a request from the Ukrainian president for some special favor, and in turn supposedly holding up the release of the $400 to $500 million to the Ukraine. Well, it's unusual, but the Ukrainian president knew nothing about any quid pro quo. Ukrainian president didn't know anything about pressure, did not know anything about anybody who was supposed to be forcing him to do anything. He said that publicly, said it in written form. And the monkey circus that's taking place on the attempt to impeach the president, they know it. This is the reason they're calling in witness after witness after witness. This is the reason they've sequestered it behind closed doors in a star chamber approach, as the Russians have, through the KGB, have operated on for so many years. And then to have them try to accuse the president of doing something, it's like you say, I know there's a crime, we're going fishing, we're going to find it. Whereas an impeachment is started because a known crime has existed, has taken place. They've not found one. They're still fishing. They're still looking for a crime. But ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing to me that what the president has been accused of doing, that is, saying, I want something from you in order for us to release some money to you. Elizabeth Warren is doing the very same thing as she's stumping for president of the United States of America. Listen to this. Warren would withhold U.S. aid if Israel doesn't do what she wants it to. Sounding a lot like the Democrats have accused President Trump of doing with Ukraine, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has threatened to withhold U.S. aid to Israel. The Washington Examiner reported she warned Israel, America's closest ally in the Middle East, that she wants its construction of settlements in the West Bank to stop. The examiner said Warren was asked after a town hall in Iowa whether she was open to making the USA conditional on an agreement with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to halt the construction. Quote, Democrats are basing their impeachment inquiry on Trump on allegations that with the threat of withholding U.S. aid, he pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate Hunter Biden's profiting in Ukraine while his father was Obama's administration point man for that country. And yet Elizabeth Warren is doing that very same thing publicly. You don't hear an outcry from any of the Democratic Socialist Marxist candidates running for president. You don't hear any outcry from the Nancy Pelosi or the AOC and the squad. You don't hear anybody saying that she's doing anything wrong and that she ought not to be running for president. In fact, it only works one way, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed that. It only works on in one direction. The thing that petrifies me and should frighten every natural-born American citizen today, the thing that should petrify us as a constitutional republic, if this is allowed to stand, it will destroy the potentiality of any future president having any success in the office of president, of carrying out his responsibilities of protecting America and developing that which is good and best for America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats, Marxists now are accusing the president of the crime that they themselves were guilty of based on all of the evidence. I'm not talking about the hype coming out of the fake news. I'm talking about all of the evidence that's available for any learned person that wants to find out what's happening in this case. They've already discovered the false dossier that was all created by Democratic National Committee money and Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign funds, funneled through the law firm there in Washington, the Clinton's law firm, funneled through that, paid out then to Steele on the dossier that was false, phony, a fabricated, made-up dossier. It's all been discovered that was all wretched, rotten. I'm looking forward to the report coming out of the DOJ. I'm looking forward to the report coming out of Durham and his investigation. The Attorney General is flying all over the globe. Personally, I have to ask the question, why is William Barr doing that personally? Because he's discovered you cannot trust anybody in the intelligence agencies to do the work. He's doing it himself. Now the socialist Marxist Democrats are now trying to some way impede that by claiming that William Barr is just a tool, a puppet for the president. They're doing that to try to impinge upon his report when it's made available. And we've been told that that report should be out within the next 30 to 60 days. My prayer that it'll come out before Christmas. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about asking the question about President Trump, the Trump lynching. Is it true? Can it truly be called a lynching? Is it, in fact, de facto lynching, where the dictionary definition of lynching is the mob killing of a person expected or suspected of a crime? And then the other definition is to be put to death or by hanging, a mob's action without any legal permission or approval. We're watching mob in action, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm concerned about it. I don't know about you. I say that every Christian need to be praying. We need to be seeking God's face. We need to be asking God to intervene in the affairs of our nation. We need to ask God to intervene and remove all of the elements that's trying to tear down and destroy the fundamental foundation of the United States of America. We're in serious trouble if we allow this to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, the president has constitutional authority to hire and fire whoever he will, whoever he chooses to do so. And yet they're calling in those that were the former ambassador to the Ukraine because she's all upset. They're calling in those that were appointed by him. He has the right to fire them because they've been removed. Now all of a sudden there's a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there for about a minute. Come right back as we complete our discussion today, the Trump lynching.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.